You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. This week, we are doing another lifting mindset audio. So I've been doing a mini series all around different mindset or limiting beliefs or roadblocks that I see a lot of women struggling with when it comes to their unique fitness journey, their lifting journey. And this series is really all about how to combat some of those things or how to overcome some of those either limiting beliefs or roadblocks that you may be experiencing in your fitness journey. Now, this week we are talking all about the successful lifting mindset. So what that looks like, what the mindset of a successful lifter looks like, what how they behave, what they do, their thoughts, all of those things, so that you can start to thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, either currently working towards in your fitness journey or hoping to work towards in your fitness journey. So hopefully this is helpful to you in continuing and up-leveling your fitness journey. Now, I did want to start with what a successful lifter actually means. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or if you've been following me for a while, you know I'm heavily focused on strength training and teaching women how to use strength training to reach their body goals. They train even when they don't feel like it, right? So we all have our days. Like, most of the time, they train even when they don't feel like it. And they get what they want out of their training. So that is what I define as a successful lifter. So they are working towards a goal. They don't necessarily always have to be working towards a goal, but they see the results that they want to see out of their training. Okay, so it's kind of all of those elements put together. That's how I see a successful lifter: someone who's consistently training, someone who's consistently progressing or challenging themselves, someone who is training in spite of how they feel, and then someone who is getting the results that they're looking to see. So how does a successful lifter think then? How does someone who is successful in their fitness journey, especially when it comes to lifting weights, how do they approach their fitness journey? How do they approach their lifting journey? So we're going to get into that today on this podcast. As I'm talking, start to think about ways that you can start to incorporate some of these thoughts, behaviors, things that are associated with someone who is successful in fitness or someone who is successful in lifting weights. But really, you can apply it to your unique fitness journey. So if you're not a huge lifter, just think about it in terms of exercise, someone who's successful in their fitness journey and successful at showing up for themselves in their exercise and movement journey. So number one is that they are open to the new and unfamiliar. So even seasoned lifters, so this goes for new or seasoned lifters, they like to find or they look for variations and styles of training that are new to them. So if you're seasoned, you may be more familiar with different modalities when it comes to lifting weights, different machines, different ways of resistance training. If you're newer, you may not be familiar with a lot of them, but you're still open and you're open to learning new things. You're open to learning a new piece of equipment, or you're open to learning a different style of training. They are okay with feeling awkward, shaky, unsure of movement, and unsure of a movement or a lift, lifting is a skill at the end of the day. And I say this all the time. So if we're just starting a new movement, or if we're just getting started in lifting in general, being okay with not being great at that skill, right, is going to help you get to the next level. Because even though you may feel awkward or shaky or unsure of the movement, you're still showing up and getting the practice in that you need. So successful lifters definitely are open to learning new things and being unfamiliar or unsure with movement so that they can continue practicing and then get better at that movement. Number two is that they embrace failure. So with new things, there's going to come a lot of getting it wrong, especially when it comes to movement, because we're not, our muscles aren't exactly programmed in that movement pattern. It's not completely dialed in, not getting it right. And successful lifters don't let that get in the way of their goals. This is also relevant when it comes to just, even if you are familiar with an exercise, maybe you're going for a PR, you're going for a weight that you've never used before, and you happen to, you're not able to complete your set, or you fail the rep, or you fail your max effort, whatever it is, a successful lifter is going to embrace that failure. So they're going to look at maybe trying again. They're definitely going to get back up. They're going to be resilient, and they're going to think about how they can do something different the next time around. So maybe they'll, if you film yourself, I'm a huge advocate for filming yourself with your workouts, with your exercises, because then you can kind of pinpoint where things went wrong, maybe some things that you can adjust. Successful lifters are definitely resilient. They look at failure education. So as learning, it's a learning experience. They don't embody that and think that that has anything to do with who they are. It's just part of the process. So they take that almost as feedback and go back and try again. Number three is that successful lifters are welcome to feedback. So sometimes we're too close to our own stuff, if that makes sense. And this goes for anything in life, especially when it comes to training. So we may think we're like hot shit, right? But getting some outside feedback is really valuable when it comes to being really good or learning how to lift weights or really honing your skill in lifting weight or exercise in general. So successful lifters really welcome feedback from coaches or other lifters or really any qualified person that can give them some solid feedback on making their training better. They're willing to put their ego aside almost and understand that getting some qualified feedback is just going to make them an overall better lifter, and it's going to help them improve and progress their skill set and their training. In addition to welcoming feedback, successful lifters also get the accountability that they need to see the results that they want to see. At any given point on our fitness journey, we may need different levels of accountability. Take me, for example. So there's points in my training journey and my lifting journey where I'm absolutely able. I have the knowledge and know-how to create my own workout programming, but there is times in my journey where I just cannot be accountable just to myself, right? I need something, somebody outside of me to be accountable for, because I'm not showing up the way I would like to show up in my workouts. And that's when I hire a coach. That's when I follow an online program that's not mine, so that I have that external accountability and I'm getting in the workouts and training the way that I want to train. So a successful lifter is really honest with themselves on when they need some outside accountability to show up and do the work and get the results that they want to get out of their training. Number four is a successful lifter always continuously seeks ways to improve. So to improve their technique, to improve their training, to make their lifts more efficient. They understand that there's always something to work on, whether they're brand new to training or lifting weights, or they've been lifting for 20 years. And they know that this is, the most successful lifters know that, and they know that they don't have it all completely figured out. They don't have it all down to a science, right? There really is always something to improve. I think this is number five. I probably already got the numbers mixed up. But number five is a successful lifter understands that some days are harder than others. So some days are going to feel like you're climbing Mount Everest, and maybe you are training for Mount Everest, but some days are going to feel that way. And some days you're not going to be able to give 100%. Some days you may only have 60% to give. And some days you may have 110% to give. Not every day is going to feel the same. You're not always going to be on like at peak level performance, right? And successful lifters recognize that there's going to be like peaks and valleys in your training journey. Some days are just going to be harder than others for many different reasons, right? You may have stuff in life going on. You may be sick. You may just mentally not be feeling it that week or that day, right? But successful lifters understand that there's going to be different levels of how your training feels to you, depending on what you're going through. And to that point, the very next thing that successful lifters think about or are doing is they show up anyway. So even on those like really hard days where it feels almost impossible, they show up anyway. So they show up when it's inconvenient, they show up when they don't feel like it, and they show up when it's hard, right? They understand that they've made this commitment to themselves to show up for their workouts, to show up for their physical health, and that they're committed to this. When you're thinking back to your lifting journey, how are you showing up in your lifting or your exercise journey, right? Sometimes it's going to take showing up when it's inconvenient and when it's hard to get to the results that you want to get to, or to see what you want to see, or to get what you want to get out of your training. Okay, so that is going to be it. That is how successful lifters think. That's what they do. That's how they approach their training. So that is going to be it. That is how successful lifters, in my opinion, think. That's what they do, and that's how they show up in their training. I would love to hear from you and hear what you think. Let me know what you think makes a successful lifter or exerciser. Maybe I missed something and you want to add to the list, definitely let me know. You can leave me a voice message here where you're listening to this podcast, or you can shoot me a DM over at Bree Ogletree on Instagram. I'd love to hear your feedback. This has been Lifting Mindset audio number 4. So if you are struggling a little bit with your mindset when it comes to getting into This has been Lifting Mindset audio number 4, how successful lifters think. So if you are struggling in your fitness journey a little bit, definitely come back to this episode whenever you need it and start to embrace and embody some of these thoughts, some of these behaviors, so that you can continue moving forward and be successful in your own fitness journey. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. If you loved this episode, it would mean the absolute world to me if you left a rating and review wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast. It does help me get the word out about the podcast. It helps people discover the podcast. So help your other fellow wooden lifters discover the podcast by leaving a rating and review. It's definitely appreciated. And let me know what you love about the show.